It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. After 5 days of fighting, Russia has agreed on a provisional peace plan with Georgia. Conditions on the ground are still volatile, so it's far from clear how negotiations on any lasting deal will proceed, as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
When Russian President Dmitry Medvedev made his announcement ending Russia's offensive against Georgia yesterday, he said Moscow had won a decisive military victory. The aggressor, Medvedev said, has been punished. Medvedev then met French President Nicolas Sarkozy, also president of the European Union, who'd arrived in Moscow to broker a peace agreement. When both men later appeared at a joint news conference, Sarkozy said the two sides had agreed not on a peace deal, but on a provisional ceasefire, which he called considerable progress.
We have tried to find solutions on paper that would allow us short-term means to achieve an agreement so that there will be a definite cessation of hostilities.
Medvedev appeared angry. He said Russia recognized Georgia's sovereignty, but he lashed out against Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, calling him a liar and a lunatic. Lunatics differ from other people because when they smell blood, it's very difficult to stop them, Medvedev said. You have to use surgery. Sarkozy immediately left Moscow for talks in Tbilisi, where he convinced Saakashvili to approve the provisional deal. The agreement calls for all forces to return to positions they held before hostilities broke out last Thursday. Both sides say they want international monitoring of an agreement on the ground. But negotiations ahead will be very difficult. Russia controls Georgia's pro-Moscow breakaway regions South Ossetia and Abkhazia. But at a joint news conference with Sarkozy last night, Saakashvili said Georgia's territorial integrity cannot be in doubt.
The territorial integrity and belonging of South Ossetia to Abkhazia, to Georgia, can never be put under doubt under any kind of international process. This is out of question.
In Moscow yesterday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov reissued Moscow's hardline conditions for any agreement with Georgia. Lavrov said he hoped President Medvedev wouldn't even talk to Saakashvili, who he said should step down. He also told reporters much of the blame for the violence in Georgia lay with the West for having supported Tbilisi. In Brussels today, European Union ministers are meeting to approve Sarkozy's deal. They're also debating the consequences of the five-day conflict. As the West considers what Russia's attack on Georgia means for its place in the world, what happens next in Georgia is far from certain. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.